from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Jaylen Warren, he reported to camp yesterday, and he spoke to the media about this upcoming season in this training camp.
What do we feel after that?
Or what do you think are the biggest benefits of those physical parts of practice?
Oh, just the grit and mano y mano, you know, test your character. You know, our whole team's competitive, and I love going against competitive guys. And I love that physicality.
Jaylen, do you think you'll get a good feel of this offense during these 3 weeks, or did you kind of...
Oh, yeah, 100%, yeah.
You obviously started that process in the offseason. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you guys got it down so far, or do you need a little more time?
Yeah, just a little bit more time, you know, build the chemistry with each other and, you know, just have it come easy to the ear.
For people on the outside looking in, how much different is it going to be for us to be watching this offense compared to last year?
I guess you'll see a lot of, like, motions, movements, and, you know, kind of a lot of the same stuff, just different execution.
More points?
Mm-hmm.
How about you and Najee out there at the same time? Do you think that's in the cards at all?
Yeah, it is.
You and Najee were one of the most productive duos last year in terms of just total yards from scrimmage and everything like that. What's your relationship with each other off the field?
We're cool. We still help each other out where we can. We still, you know, see what's up with each other, check in. Yeah.
What's his mindset been all summer, like in terms of, if we haven't got a chance to talk to him, so.
His mindset?
Yeah. No,
same. You know, he wants to come in, get it.
Made
you know,
better.
Nothing's changed about it. He's still hungry.
Having Russell Wilson, you never knew the Super Bowl winning quarterback. Is it a different vibe around the offense?
Just because, he brings knowledge and, you know, experience. And so, he does help us a lot with that in that sense.
You guys have so many new pieces, whether it's the quarterback, coordinator, a couple receivers, offensive linemen. How important is it going to be during training camp here for you guys to start to come together? And what can you do in Latrobe to help set the tone for the season?
I think it's going to be very important because, you know, that's what sets the tone for the season. So, as long as we stick by each other and, you know, help each other, I think we'll be fine.
Jaylen, you saw more playing time last year. Have they talked to you about getting even more this year?
No, they haven't talked to me about that.
Do you expect to get even more this year?
I don't expect none. You know, whatever. Whenever my name's called, I'm ready to perform.
What's at the top of your packing list for this trip?
On top of my packing list?
What was the thing you couldn't live without heading to camp?
I brought my PlayStation. Yeah, because, you know, these long days, I want to get my mind off football sometimes.
What do you play?
Call of Duty.
And
NCAA, now that it came out.
Are you playing with Oklahoma State or Utah State?
Oklahoma State.
Jaylen, is this the most physical offensive team you guys had, and do you feel like you kind of took trends last year to get to where you want to be in that regard?
Yeah, 100%. I love being part of a physical offense. That's my personal style of play. And so when Arthur Smith came in and, you know, presented that, I was, you know, excited.
Did he do that when, we've heard guys say that he said that he wants you guys to be physical. When you say presented, did he stand up in some sort of particular meeting and say this is what we're going to be?
He emphasized it, yes. Like, had a bullet point of it and a whole slideshow about it, so yeah.
You'll see more of that during training camp, obviously, than OTAs, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Physical.
Mm-hmm.
All right, anybody else?
Don't be a statistic. Get your heart checked by the experts at UPMC. That was Jaylen Warren yesterday talking to the media. You heard Jeff Hathorn, our own Jeff Hathorn, in that interview. And Jaylen Warren, I mean, not that he's unique, but he just brings a different flavor and a different running style to this Pittsburgh Steelers offense. And, you know, I wasn't familiar with his game last year during the preseason whenever they were playing the Buffalo Bills and he broke out that 60-yard run. I didn't know he had that in him. But he's been very, very stable and a big component to the Steelers last year. And I think he's going to have a breakout year. It's kind of hard to ignore that. I mean, he, alongside of in the passing game, he can pass protect. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. He's small. He's compact. He runs hard. He can squeak through those little holes that those offensive linemen absolutely love. Whenever a running back can find those little holes, don't have to open it up, don't have to hold your blocks as long, and get yardage. So, you know, Jaylen Warren, Najee Harris, I think they have the right chemicals and the right combination for this Pittsburgh Steelers offense to be the identity that they want to be. But as I said before, they are components to the identity. Najee Harris, Jaylen Warren. But is that enough? Is it enough for Jaylen Warren to catch the ball out of the backfield and that be a large component to their passing game? I don't know. I don't think so. So it's one thing to have an identity, and we talk about this every year, and I say this, you know, year in and year out, every NFL team changes identity in a way every single season. And some teams it takes a few weeks, some teams it takes a month, some teams it takes to half of the season to figure out what you actually are. I think we actually finally know what the Steelers are and what they want to do, but is that enough? That is the question. Is that enough? Do they have the other assets to really make this offense competitive? Because look, at the end of the day, it's not about what you do. It is about what you do and how you prepare and what you are putting on the field during practice. But let's call a spade. Joe Burrow is back. He has blonde hair now, so he has a chip on his shoulder. Patrick Mahomes has deep threats now. As you saw that clip of him throwing to Xavier Worthy, their top pick wide receiver in the draft. You're going to have to, you know, potentially go against an explosive offense in Miami. The Jets have Aaron Rodgers back. Buffalo Bills, I know that people are down on them. I'm certainly down on them, but they still have Josh Allen. Lamar Jackson's going to be Lamar Jackson. Now he has Derrick Henry. Like, it is going to be an uphill battle for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I'm leaving people and teams off that list right now that I could break down that the Steelers are potentially going to have to go against or they're absolutely going to have to go against. Is it enough firepower to beat those teams? That's what it comes down to at the end of the day. Do they have enough? I don't know. To be determined.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.